We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not only do you know him as the host of the Move the Sticks podcast along with Bucky Brooks, you also know him as an NFL Network analyst. He's also the Chargers radio analyst. Daniel Jeremiah joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. DJ, welcome to the show, sir.
How you guys doing?
Hey, sorry about that, guys. My reception in my house was terrible, so I just got in the car, and I'm going to drive around, see if we get better.
No worries. I was worried it was because I tried DJ out on you, but we've moved on. Don't worry. I feel more secure in who I am. We were just talking about the 2-2 records. The Browns are 2-2. The Chargers are 2-2. Half the AFC is 2-2, as a matter of fact. Hell, half the NFL looks to be 2-2. What is the reasoning behind, or do you have a reason on the extreme amount of parity we have through 4 weeks in the NFL this year?
Well, I think nobody played in the preseason. I think it's a big part of it. I think we don't know who these teams are at this point in time. Normally we have a pretty good feel at the quarter poll. I don't even think we know who the good teams are at this point in time.
Right. Yeah, I don't think we do either. I mean, Tom Brady was asked the same question, and he says just a lot of bad football. Do you agree with that, or is it just the teams are kind of cannibalizing one another?
Well, I think it's a mix. I don't think we've seen great football played. I think it's the quality of play is going to improve as the season goes along. But I do think that there's a lot of parity. I feel like all the quarterbacks are in the AFC. I feel like all the defense is in the NFC, and it's kind of even itself out here.
Let's get to the Chargers here. One of those 2-2 teams that we talked about. What do you make of this team? I mean, I know they're 2-2. Herbert is fantastic, but they're down Rashawn Slater and Joey Bosa. Is this team, just about to hit another gear, or is this team that might take a little while to find itself?
Well, the other day, I mean, when they got handled by the Jags in that game, it was a little bit before half, and calling the game, and I realized that as Bosa and Slater had gone to my partner Matt Money Smith, I said, "Money, they're out five Pro Bowl players right now. You've got no Slater. You've got no Bosa. J.C. Jackson wasn't playing in that game. Keenan Allen wasn't playing in that game. And gosh, who was the other one? There was five. There's five guys. They're all out. So I'm sitting there going, I mean, what? I don't know that we should be totally shocked by how the performance that we're seeing there. But since they've got J.C. Jackson back, I think it's going to be a while for Bosa. It looks like Keenan Allen didn't practice again today, so he's still going to be out. But they might have found something with Jamari Sawyer, their sixth-round pick at left tackle. He's not Rashawn Slater by any stretch, but he's a lot better than the options they were playing with behind Rashawn. So that helped them out in Houston, although you're stepping up in class a little bit this week with Myles Garrett.
Daniel, the hot topic here is Herbert, obviously. I mean, Herbert's, the best quarterback the Browns have faced thus far this season by far. He was banged up a little bit earlier this season with the ribs. Is he still dealing with that? And how do you look at his health?
I thought it was much better last week. I'm sure the pain is still the same, but Dustin, when you get an injury that's new to you and you don't know, you get hit and it hurts a little bit, and then you kind of realize, hey, I'm okay. I'm going to be all right. Mm-hmm. And I think that Jags game, no practice, going out there, not knowing what it was going to be like to play with that injury. Versus last week against Houston, he practiced a couple days. He's more familiar with the pain he's going to be dealing with, and he was, he did a Herbert thing and threw for like 340 yards and looked like himself. So I think he's kind of settled into this as his new normal. I remember now that fifth player was Corey Lindsley, their all-pro center, who was not playing in that game against the Jags. So getting him back was a big help as well. So Look, he's a unique talent. You guys see it. Everybody sees it. He is so big and so strong and so athletic. Even when he's not feeling great, there's not many guys better than he is.
Daniel Jeremiah, Chargers radio analyst with Nick and Dustin, breaking down the Chargers side of things ahead of this game. We do want to, you know, since you are not just a Chargers guy, you focus on a lot of the league. We'll get to some of the other things and maybe some Browns talk as well. But you just talked about the perfect package that is Justin Herbert. In a short time, he's become one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. So how do you go about slowing down Justin Herbert?
Well, I think it's probably the same with just about everybody, you know, at that position where you can get interior pressure. That can be a load, because even when you get pressure off the edge, as with any of these top guys, they can climb up and get away from it and, you know, and still be successful. But if you can get pocket push and get some pressure off the edge, I think any quarterback's going to struggle a little bit there. I think he's a little bit reluctant to run right now. He's moving around better, you know, within the pocket, and you know, you can boot him and do some of those things, but some of the scramble element of his game, I don't know that we're going to see that for the next few weeks as he's continuing to recover there. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like you probably could ask this question about every quarterback, and I think they'd all say the same thing, that that interior pressure is a killer.
DJ, what do you think of the Browns? You know, this is a team that probably should be 4-0 right now. Instead, they're 2-2. They blow the lead to the Jets, and then this past weekend, some questionable calls by Kevin Stefanski going for it in certain situations and not running the ball on the goal line when they've got it first and goal. How good do you think this team is?
Well, you know, look, we'll see if they can kind of hold the fort down until Deshaun Watson gets into the lineup. I mean, I don't think – and Jacoby Brissett's done a nice job, but I don't think they're a championship-caliber team with him. But I think this is a line-of-scrimmage team that, you know, that's very physical on both sides. They're gonna be in every game because of their physicality, and they've just got to do a little bit better job of finishing. But as currently constructed right now, it feels like a playoff team. And then, you know, if you get Deshaun Watson, and he looks like the guy that we saw last time we saw him play, which has been a minute, I think they're good enough in the trenches and at quarterback that it's a championship caliber team, but they got to get to that point and still be alive.
Daniel, you mentioned the path forward. Their next four games are the Chargers, Patriots, Ravens, and Bengals. Of those four teams, who do you think is actually the best four teams that the Browns are going to face in the next four games?
Ooh, so it was given to me again. It was Patriots, Bengals, Chargers. Who was the fourth team?
Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, I think if the Chargers were totally healthy, I think the Chargers are the best of that group. But they're obviously beat up right now. The Ravens, I don't think the Browns really fear the Ravens, you know. So I would reluctantly say the Ravens, I guess, at this point in time. But I don't think there's a game in there that you don't feel like you got a good chance of winning.
Mm. All right. Well, I agree with you. It was a point of contention on the show earlier today. So let's sift through the rubble of the 2-2 NFL right now. If you had to buy stock in three or four teams to kind of distinguish themselves, what teams in kind of that mired in that, you know, 2-2, 1-1-1 or whatever the hell the Colts are, what teams would you bet money on right now?
Wow, I don't want to bet money on any of them, to be totally honest with you. But you know, when you look around, there are so many teams in that pile. I don't love where the Colts are right now in terms of the left tackle position. I don't think Matt Ryan under pressure is something that's going to end well. I don't like Tennessee as much as I would have before the season started. I think Chicago stinks. The Falcons have been a pleasant surprise. I guess, look, at the end of the day, let's just go Tom Brady and Tampa and say they get it figured out by the end of the season. I think that's the safe bet there, the 2-2 teams.
In terms of the AFC, you know, Nick and I talk about this all the time. We talk about the Bills and the Chiefs as like the two teams that really look to be the part. I mean, with Allen and Mahomes at quarterback, we saw what Mahomes did on Sunday night. I mean, it was just insane. Like they score every time they touch the football. Is there another team in the AFC that you think could challenge either one of those teams?
Well, I mean, I love Joe Burrow, and I believe in Joe Burrow. I think the you know, they've still got their flaws there. You got to feel like they can maybe get things turned around here at some point in time to be a threat. I mean, I don't want to be the homer and, you know, calling the Charger games, but I just feel like even without Slater, if they get Bosa back and they get Keenan Allen back, they've got some real dudes at all three levels of their defense. Khalil Mack's having a phenomenal year. I think they're, you know, maybe this is wishful thinking because I want to call meaningful games, but it feels like if they can kind of hang around until they get healthy, that they've got a shot. I saw them against Kansas City, you know, on the road, and I thought the Chargers at that point in time were a more talented team. I thought they were every bit as good as Kansas City and lost a close game. So, you know, I would stack them up if healthy against those guys.
Daniel, you're not just a Chargers fan. I remember you being a Padres fan. Is that something I remember properly?
Yes. In fact, Siciliano has been texting me all day because it's not often that my Padres and his Cleveland Guardians are together in the postseason. So it's nice to participate in these conversations.
I was going to ask you: if I egg you into it, will you lock in a Padres World Series run this year?
Sure. Yeah, why not? I mean, all we got to do is go through DeGrom and Scherzer, then turn around and go through the 110-win Dodgers, and then we'd have to go through the defending champion Braves. I mean, that's not very hard. Oh, yeah, then after that, we've got whoever the American League has.
Piece of cake. I mean, I think, knock it out in 10 games, you think? Daniel, great stuff as always, man. Really do appreciate you, and enjoy the game this weekend.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll see you.
Thank you so much. Daniel Jeremiah there, NFL Network analyst.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.